This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A seven-car crash Tuesday afternoon on I-90 sent six people to Missoula hospitals with serious injuries. Two commercial vehicles, three passenger cars, and two tow trucks were involved in the collision at about 3:38 p.m. east of Missoula. Six people were taken by ambulance to Missoula for severe injuries. The original accident involved a commercial vehicle traveling west that was going too fast for snow and ice-covered road conditions. The vehicle collided with and crossed the dividing concrete barrier, sending the vehicle into oncoming traffic where it collided with other cars. Two tow trucks that were already stopped for another crash on I-90 were struck by the commercial vehicle. The pileup caused delays for both east and westbound traffic along the interstate. Terrible road conditions caused accidents outside Bozeman, Livingston, Big Timber, and Billings on Tuesday, causing standstill lines of snarled traffic on I-90 and prompting the closure of I-90 from Bozeman to nearly Columbus. I-90 was reopened Wednesday afternoon with continuing warnings about ice-covered, snow-covered, and snow-packed roads. Across Montana, severe driving conditions and some road closures were still in effect late Wednesday. A bill to add criminal penalties for flying drones over wildfires gained support from law enforcement and firefighters Wednesday at the Montana Legislature. Drones, or unmanned aerial vehicles, flown in airspace over an active wildfire pose a major safety concern. Democratic Montana State Senator Willis Curdy of Missoula is the bill sponsor of Senate Bill 219 and also a former wildland firefighter and pilot whose duties included coordinating aerial attacks of wildfires. He previously brought legislation that allows civil penalties for recovery of costs due to lost flight time. In addition to civil liability, Senate Bill 219 would make it a crime to fly a drone over an active wildfire, technically a criminal obstruction of firefighting activities, with a fine of up to $1,500 and up to 6 months in jail. Curdy said before the hearing on his bill that there has been some disagreement among prosecutors about whether drones fit into current law around obstruction, such as blocking access on the ground to firefighters. Federal law prohibits interfering with firefighting aircraft, but there is no state law against the activity. Senate Bill 219 is specific to state and county jurisdictions. The bill gained universal support from firefighters and law enforcement who pointed to multiple incidents where drones caused firefighters to suspend aerial firefighting. Matthew Hall, Fire Protection Bureau Chief with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, said that on August 28th on the Mount Helena fire, six aircraft were working the blaze trying to stop it from entering residential areas when a drone was spotted. Drones are small and difficult to see, but can damage and potentially bring down larger aircraft. The curiosity of the public who fly drones over wildfires does not outweigh the efforts to fight fires, evacuate people, coordinate ground firefighting, or determine the best methods for safety. Community donors gave more than $14,000 to pay back-owed school meal balances to Bozeman Public Schools for its students at the end of 2022. The school district has accepted donations for several years, but it sent out a plea for support toward the end of last year because the amount of unpaid school meals was drastically higher than ever before. During the pandemic, the U.S. Department of Agriculture provided money so that school meals for all students would be free. That funding expired in June 2022, requiring schools to begin again charging for meals and requiring families to apply for free or reduced school lunches. The National Center for Education Statistics found student participation in school meal programs across the country dropped by 23% from last year. Meal debt is a problem for school districts across the country. The School Nutrition Association released national survey results in early January, which showed school districts across the U.S. had more than $19 million in debt from students unable to pay for school meals. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.